me in the New King James translation. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Man, this thing is serious, Sister Moore. I don't know if I'm ready for live stream. Y'all bless me. Bless the Lord. Come on. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. There are some women in here because of what happened in your past. The enemy has you thinking that it is hopeless. God said it is not over. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. You're a woman with a mission now. I don't care if you grew up on the backside of a desert. God said, I'm doing a new thing. I have anointed you for the bigger and the better. Give God a shout of praise. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now notice this. Rivers in the desert. Deserts are dry places. What do you mean in the wilderness? A road in, where there seems no way out. God said, I am preparing you for the bigger and for the better. You are my woman with a mission. Give him another shout of praise. Whew. I know you don't believe me, but I'm going to hit this and quit it real quick. Go over to Psalms 27 and 13. I got a few scriptures. I lost every one of my notes last night and didn't get mad. I didn't even get mad. Normally, I would get upset. But see, I'm in transformation. I'm on a mission. I would have got upset about it. I would have tried everything. I didn't get mad. And I'm going to tell you why I've learned how not to get mad. Because when you were sitting there, God gave me your word when I was sitting in my seat. I'm finna give you a message that he just gave me and told me what to give you. I wasn't a procrastinator. I don't sit around and play with nobody's soul. I told Olympia when I was sitting, I ain't playing. Now, I don't know who is playing. But I'm not playing, Zenobia. I'm a woman on a mission. I can and I will. Watch me. Tell your neighbor, I can and I will. Now watch me. Shh, you need to give God another shout of praise. Somebody say, I would have lost heart unless I had believed, not my pastor. Everything Alina was saying this morning was, I'm like, okay, God, go ahead and work it out. Confirmation of what you've been speaking into my life. For the next phase of my life personally, I would have lost heart unless I had believed. It's not the time for giving up. That I would see the goodness of the Lord right here in the land of the living. Yeah, heaven is good. But you want to see the goodness, Andrea, of the Lord right here in the land. What's the goodness of the Lord fulfilling my purpose and my mission in this life? What did Dr. Monroe say? What's worse than death? Dying, purposeless. How did he I'm paraphrasing it, but without a purpose. And I say purposeless. I was listening at Good Times. Somebody said she don't do Good Times. But my family seems to love Good Times, okay? So the TV was on. And James told Florida, what's her name, Florida? Yeah. I'm tired of this life. So when I die on my tombstone, they're going to say, oh, here go James Evans again, back in the hole. And it hit me when he said that there are so many people living hopeless. And I'm talking to women today. But God said he has a purpose and a plan. You don't believe me? Go to Jeremiah 29 and 11. Man, I'm finna show you something. You're not hopeless. Yeah, you got a brand, as she said, your own life. And I came to tell you how to get your life back. Glory to God. Yeah, I feel it in the bottom of my toes. I'm on a mission to turn the whole world into Christians, to get called to declare war on uninformed and naive Christian women, not just Christian women, but women out here who lost. You don't have to come down that pole anymore. You're valuable. You're God's most prized possession. Now, come out for that team and join the Soldier Girls for Christ. Man, we have things to do. We got places to go, and women we got to see. Good God. Somebody said, calm down, Pastor. Ready, let's read. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Let me stop right here. I'm on live stream, and I'm going to say, to hell with what other people think about you. And when I say to hell, I'm not cussing, Missy Lane. I'm talking about back to the pit of hell where the devil lived. For all those people who thought that you couldn't make it. For those people who have gotten inside your head and tell you you couldn't own corporations. Matter of fact, Alina, I see you going in corporations. You're talking about not speaking. But God has set that platform up for you for such a time as this. You're going to nations, Crystal Fly. Yes, you are. You're going to nations. You're going to nations. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to nations.
I receive it. I'm going to nations.
For I know the thoughts that I, and I'm going to be feisty with it, because I can imagine my father saying, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Whew. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. I like one thing Alina said. I like being in peace. I'm going to have my peace. See, when my notes got deleted, I didn't get in the house what I normally would have done in my before transformation. I'm learning now my steps are ordered about a little. Okay, Holy Ghost, I can preach. I can get up and teach. You just call me tonight at 12 o'clock and wake me up and say you need a word from the Lord. I stay locked, cocked, and ready to rock. I stay listening to the Holy Ghost. I stay. My antenna don't go out. My antenna never goes off frequency because I intentionally keep it locked. Because I never know where I am and where I need to be when God has to use me to tell somebody something that would set their soul free, might keep you from killing yourself. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play in the kitchen. If I'm in the kitchen, I'm praying. If I'm in the bedroom, okay? Well, I heard that, but don't be so deep you can't be with your husband because you got to be praying in the Holy Ghost. That's a whole nother story. You pray good, and then when you get ready to go there, you won't have to worry about it. Praise the Lord. So that was a little nugget. Thoughts of peace and not evil to give you a future and a hope. And one translation says, and an expected end. Yo, you're not hopeless. Man, I don't know who told you that it was over, but it's not over unless God says over. And guess what? It's not over because he said we win. Amen. Jesus spoiled principalities and made an open show of all of them. Okay, y'all looking at me, and you ain't got to get happy because I'm happy myself. I ain't trying to preach nobody happy. I ain't trying to make nobody get excited because, Crystal, me and Jesus up in this thing. Me and Jesus got in this thing so deep before I got here, I couldn't hardly take it. 1 Thessalonians. Thank you, Pastor Rex. Thessalonians, my husband. Help me, baby. Chapter 1, verse 4 in the Message translation. For those who thought that you was trying to give up and it was hopeless, I got a word for you. It is clear to us, friends. See, let me hold on. Let me break it down. I've been teaching this the last 3 or 4 weeks, but I gotta break this down. It is clear to us, but it's got to be clear to you too. Okay. And when others see it in you and you can't see it in yourself, I can tell you all day long how valuable you are, but until you get that revelation, you're going to stay on a pole. Nothing against the pole if you're doing it for your man. Praise the Lord. Your married man. Okay? Praise Jesus. Okay? But when you learn how to value yourself, my husband taught an awesome message 2 weeks ago. Y'all need to get that CD if it's available. Valuable, a woman of God. You are valuable to God. His valuable, most prized possession. I used to think a diamond was the highest. I didn't know until Pastor began to explain us rubies. That's why they said her worth is far more than rubies. Diamonds looks like crack, excuse me, compared to the ruby. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. Man, you are valuable. Do you know when you walk in the room, the men ought to pause when you walk in? Not because you're so fine, but there's an air about you. They want to know, like, I'm branding myself, what she just bad. From a head to a shoes. Okay, y'all didn't get that. It is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much. See, there's some women in here. No, maybe not none of you, because you wouldn't admit that you got to be authentic. But somebody you know who don't know that God loved them. I don't care if you had 5, baby, by 5 different men. God still loves you. Stop judging folk by what they have done. You don't know my story. You don't know her story. And if you got yourself that together, reach back and grab the next woman and help your sister pull it up. And use wisdom with that too. Watch this. But not only does he love you very much, but also has put his hands on you for something special. Now, if that don't make you shout. I know why people ain't shouting. They don't see it, Alina. He has his hands on you for something special. That branding, something that only you can do. God told me this morning, and somebody finna get offended, but I'm clear. I'm good because I don't care. He said the calling that I got on your life is something only you could do. Amen. And he also told me the calling that he has for me is something that is rare in the body of Christ. And I'm not bragging. I'm not the only one, but I know I'm getting ready to step on the other side. And the thing about it, I'm not worried about being snatched over there because I'm solid as a rock. See, what do you mean by solid? You bragging on yourself? No, I'm valuing what God placed on the inside of me. And I'm trying to get all the rest of the women. to learn how to value the uniqueness that's in each and every one of us. Okay, y'all looking at me. But he has, somebody say, he has his hands on you for something special. Go to Psalms 8, verse 3 through 5. New King James is fine. I ain't going to be long. I'm finna hit it and quit it. I know we got things to do. I got mine. I hate to break the news to you. I'm trying to give you yours. And once you get yours and I got mine, we're going to be a bad group of women running around here. I don't need this, but okay, if you don't need this, put some money, what they say, the money where your mouth is, put some fruit on it. Watch this. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you should visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels. What does this have to do with me? God loves you that much. He made you a little lower, and that word angel translate into Elohim, which is the word God. He made you a little lower than himself. Now let me go. If you ain't happy about, I don't know what. And not only that, but he visits me. Somebody say he's waiting to visit you in the midnight hour. He wants to reveal some things to you. I'm going to show you. I'm getting ahead of myself. But he wants to talk to you. Come on, my beloved. Wrap up and make love with me. Oh, yeah. See, somebody got offended right there. For that woman thinks she need a man to have to give her what she need. God said, no, come to me. Give me. Go to. I'm getting ahead of myself, Tamara. But go to Jeremiah 33:3 in the Message translation. I'm done. I'm preaching to myself, Crystal. I'm so full of Jesus right now. I'm so wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus and purpose. I don't know what to do. Good God. Whew. Call to me and stop calling all your girlfriends trying to figure out your purpose, trying to figure out what's wrong. They can't help you. You can be laying in the bed next to somebody that can't help you. Okay, y'all looking at me in this tone of voice. Because God got your answer. Said, call to me. I heard, well, he left me. It's okay. It's okay. Let's move forward. It's okay. He didn't want you anymore. God said, drop the zero and let me send you a hero. Yeah. He don't want you. It's okay. But I love you. You're the apple of my eye. You're my jewels. It's okay. Well, you're advocating divorce. No, I'm not. I'm saying move forward. There's still life and purpose. You okay? As my cousin often tell me, yeah, we understand, we feel bad about that, but we're not sitting here nursing and rehearsing this. We got to move forward. And let me give you a little nugget. Anything you don't give life to will die. You're giving life to too many of the wrong thoughts right now. You're sitting here thinking crazy about yourself because what somebody else said. Be true to yourself, to thine own self. Glory to God. Always be true and authentic. Glory to God. Call to me. Yesterday I was at home and I was laying across the bed. And oh God, I was so full. I didn't know how to express it to nobody. I was just like, God, I wish I could tell somebody. You ever going through and you're so full, you just want to. I'm an extroverted. I'm not introverted. You don't have to figure out what I'm thinking. Because if you call me, girl, what's going on? Girl, let me tell you what the Lord did. And I got it out in 5 minutes. She's like, boy, I'm through. You can go now. Just let me tell you what happened. So I was laying here, and I knew it was one of those times where I need to have deep conversation, but the Lord was ministering to me, and I was so full, and he was just telling, I knew it was another level to this thing, but I needed some answers, and this is what God began to share with me. He showed me what my next step was, and I was like, oh my God, you're awesome. It didn't come in no 5 minutes. I had to get there in his presence. I was praying, and I was studying, and he gave me the answer this morning before Jules, glory to God. Woo! I'm full as I can be of Jesus, because it's for real. But this is how I got it. He said, call to me and I will answer you. Let me give you a nugget. It's not going to always be the way you think the answer's got to come. Stop looking for a word from everybody prophesying over your life. They don't have to tell you a man coming in 90 days. When you get in here with God, God will show you your Boaz. Says she's not against prophecies because she can be used herself. But I don't need your word to live and have life and get. I don't have to. When you prophesy to me, it's a confirmation what already me and my daddy been talking about. Because he ain't got to go behind my back and tell you nothing about this child. Because she talking to him for herself every day. Okay, look this way. We won't know it's you. Call to me and I will answer you. I need answers. Stop calling. I don't know. I'm hitting this for a reason. I don't. Stop calling everybody else. I can hear Yolanda Adams now. Out of everybody else who love you, I, your father, I love you the most. I'm just one prayer away. Glory to God. Good Lord. Says, call to me and I will answer you. I'll tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. You sitting here trying to figure out how the business is going to prosper. God said, come and call to me. I got your answers, Crystal. Woo, glory to God. No, I'm your pastor. But you think that God's going to come to me first before he give you your business plan? Come on now. Not that he can't tell me, but it should be you, the visionary, that he visits and give you the plans for your life. I can give you wisdom. No, maybe it's not the season right now, but you ought to have those plans on your own from talking to your father. Now, if something is wrong with the BMW that I'm driving, I'm not going to the Ford dealership to try to find out what's wrong with this car. I got to go back to the manufacturer to find out what needs to be done so this car can operate properly and smoothly. Somebody say he's smooth like that. That you can never figure out. Somebody say, on your own. Go to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. See, you worried, but you worried about the wrong thing, said the Holy Ghost. Psalms 1 and 6, for those who have been getting discouraged. I don't want you discouraged because you're not hopeless. I heard Dr. Miles Monroe's son in one of his interviews, and he told the world, and it blessed me. He said, we're not hopeless. And I can only imagine, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. When all hope appears to be gone, you still got the rock of yourself. Now, that's if you got the rock. Because see, when everything around me seems to be closing in, I go to the rock. We talking about Bobo them. Because the folks, a lot of you, you know, I hear this by the Spirit of God, that you're going to trying to get some security. They don't have any themselves. But my sister been saved for 15 years. Go to the rock. Being confident of this very thing. I heard that too. Even some of you got pastors out there that you using as a crutch. Your pastor is not your God. You honor them and you respect them, but you get in this thing for yourself. He is your personal Lord and Savior. Now, I'm a pastor. We got our rightful place, but I'm not trying to replace Jesus. Nobody but Jesus sits on the throne of your life, and he have every answer you need to how your car need to operate properly. Okay, you looking at me in that tone of voice. I'm not a car. Well, how your hot self need to operate properly. And see, when you get, there's a difference, minister, in arrogance and confidence. See, I'm so confident. Now, I told Alina, God won't let me go out there in corporate because I'll kill them. E, you're talking about the shoe. I live for some heels and some shoes and a briefcase and get to open my mouth and tell you how. And I know who I am, too. I was listening to the woman of God. She said, no, most women make less money than men. And she says, not the fact that they won't pay you, but you're scared to ask. You're intimidated. Your value is not there. She said, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you ask for. Okay, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear what I just said. Ain't nobody pimping me no more. Come over to the women's tea so we can give you some bubble bath. No. For us to jump and shout at each other. Yeah, you looking at me in that tone. Take it wrong. I don't care, y'all out there. I say whatever you want to say. You will not pimp me anymore. No, you're not. Some bubble bath from the dollar store. Praise the Lord. We'll talk about that later. See, I don't like them preachers preaching for money. I preach the gospel. I live by it. You're going to honor the gift. That's what you're going to do. I don't know why I'm going here, but you're going to a corporate arena for what you just did. You're not going for under five. And I ain't talking about dollars, a hundred. Go research it out and find out what's going on. Take 2,000 folks in a church to raise $500. The devil is a lie. That's not the will of God. Chew on that for later on. Praise God. Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. What are you saying? He who began the good work. God is faithful to complete it, but you got a part to play. Go to Ephesians 3:20. So she done, I'm through. I done walked this out of it, I'm going home and chill. Man, I got things to do, places to go, and people to see. This is serious, man. Body playing no games. Your life is, your children's children is depending on your self. I was going to say something, but on you getting your stuff together. Truett Cathy, is that his name, passed away recently. And if somebody from his family watching this, we offer our condolences. But they're not grieving like some who done left somebody fighting over a piece of land. I think it'll make my sorrow a little bit easier if I can fly to the Bahamas and take my family to get away for a couple of months. Yep. You didn't hear what I said. You'll get that when you get home, long bus or short bus. What kind of legacy are you leaving behind? I ain't going nowhere. Okay, well, where are you living at now? What about the future? I'm not planning for today. I'm talking about for years down the road that our children's children won't ever have to fly commercial. Delta, what's that, mommy? That's a sorority? Yeah, it's a sorority, baby. Okay, y'all looking at me in this tone. That's why I don't like these new kind of preachers and stuff. They say, stay on back there where you are. He said, forget about old history. Time to learn and relearn some things, church folk. Okay, y'all looking. Because the secular people don't have no problem with it. They want you to do your thing. They tell me, okay, push to the top. What did she just show us up here on this film? Find something to toot your horn about. You walk around here still with your head down in the church. Talking about, I can't lead that song, pastor, because I'm ashamed. You've been singing for 10 years. Then on Facebook, dropping it like it's hot. Okay, praise the Lord. Redirect that energy. I'm not trying to beat you down. When somebody says it's time to move forward, you're a woman with a mission. Watch this. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I don't know about you, but I can think big and I can ask big. Then I tell you, don't get what you deserve. You get what you ask for. This is serious. You know, Alina, why I got to have the money, why God had to put me in a position. I got women I got to go out and get. Amen. We have ministry that we try. I got a big business. See, when I build my building, you don't tell me where to go and what to do. If the Holy Ghost want to fall to 5 o'clock, I'm going to sit right here and wait on him to come through. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. I just heard that whoever got the money got the power. Sitting up playing games. Who playing now? I was telling my sister last night, I'm not even holding conversations with anybody talking yang yang. You talked that last year. Yang yang yang. What you talking about? I don't know because you yang 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 and that's all I hear in my ear. Nobody wants to keep talking about that. Stop nursing and rehearsing. We get over it now. Now you have your moments. Monday after Miles Monroe passed away, something hit me. It did. I was mad with the devil. I got there and somebody called me and she said, what you know? I'm crying. What's wrong, Pastor? I'm full. I'm crying. Yeah, I'm crying. I ain't trying to be strong. Right now I'm crying. But guess what? By the time we got the book club Monday night, guess what? I'm gone. That's another thing. Stop trying to fake the funk. You ain't got to fake it till you make it when you're authentic. Just because you shed a tear don't mean you don't believe. If somebody shot your butt this morning, God forbid that, you're going to cry. Some going to hurt you. When targets are coming from the enemy, that don't mean you don't have emotions, but our emotions don't rule us anymore. Okay, y'all looking at me in this tone of voice. That's another thing. You can't go by your feelings. Feelings are fickle. I don't feel prosperous where I am. I'm walking here until my feelings come on with it. You standing up in front of somebody, I don't feel, oh, well, feelings, you better come on with it because God said. Yeah, God said this. Okay. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works well. Now notice that word that Christians don't like. Well, I won't say Christian. A lot of women don't like that works well. Boo. What does that? It said works. Works. That was a saying that someone said that most of the people miss opportunity because it's dressed up in overalls and it looks like work. That power was supposed to work in us, sister. Do you hear me? You got a part to play. Okay, but I heard you. Well, Pastor Tracy, you just don't know my background. Go back to Isaiah 43 and 18 and do that one in the message. She through. I'm done. I'm going on home. Forget about what's happened. Stop using that as an excuse to hold on to old garbage. God said move forward. You are a woman on an assignment. You're on a mission. Don't keep going over, oh, it's old. He left you. Okay, it's old now. He's gone. You got to learn how to say he's gone. Okay. But let me give you a nugget. Oh, I just heard this. See, that's why I don't know about me and this live thing. But see, when you're in purpose and you're on an assignment, it attracts folks to you. That man, he don't know what. When he see you with his fine self built like Pastor Rex, glory to God. Well, why you got to put your husband? Because it happened to me. I was on there's somebody finna hate this. I was in purpose when he showed up. I was pastoring, preaching. Matter of fact, I was at a Valentine's Day singles conference, single/marriage conference. I was preaching, and God brought him into the room and set him down watching me. Okay, y'all looking at me in this tone of voice. I had never heard of a Trinity High Point, North Carolina. God brought him to while I was doing my mission. When you're in purpose and mission, he will bring that man. I don't care if you had 12 babies by 10 different men. When you decide that you're going to move forward, it will attract, I heard this, everything you need. Stop being so dependent on stuff and men. That's what I just heard. Well, I got the stuff. But why you feel like you ain't nobody without a man? You're not anybody without him. Now, I love my husband, don't get me wrong, but I don't need him to be complete because Jesus said I was complete in him. In him I live, I move, and I have my being, not in Pastor Rex. And I love him. Well, marriage is 50-50. No, it's 100-100. You better be 100 before you decide to say I do to anybody, son. Okay, y'all looking at me in this tone of voice. Say, don't keep going over old history. Walk around here afraid to step out because of what happened in your past. You scared of money. You scared to ask somebody for what you need on a job because you scared because you don't value yourself. Man, the cashier next to you making 15, but you asked for 10. You think they're trying to give you 15? Pharaoh don't love you like that. Now you mad when you find out everybody around you making more money than you. Go back and tell Pharaoh what you need. Don't be afraid to walk up in the room and let Pharaoh know. Okay, y'all looking at me. I heard that too. Hey, but don't play these games when you're playing. You late every week for work because you don't know who you are because you laying up on the phone with Bobo Nim. Coming to work looking like you've been in a factory all night. We ain't talking about on the job. Okay, glory to God. You know where you've been sweating, your hair sticking up. She's talking about the back of your head looking like you. If you want a woman who value herself, this is another nugget. Hey, nobody catch you off guard. Somebody say ABCC. Always be cute and Christ-like. Praise God. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. So she got two more and we're done. Go to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. I'm done. See, I told you, I'm through. Proverbs, I'm going to preach myself happy. If you ain't get it, if you don't get it by now, you ain't going to get it. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. How is this going to happen? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not people, stuff, and men. And lean not on your own understanding. You're trying to figure out how he's going to put you in that position. No, you just walk up in there prepared. I said prepared. We saw this earlier. Don't get in there talking about what year y'all company was built. No, if you're going to the interview, know some history. Matter of fact, the supervisor might be impressed when you say, oh, yeah, I remember when John Doe founded this company in 1876. Da, 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 da. Okay. I like that. You might not know, but two good history facts. Pull one of them out when you're prepared. Okay, y'all looking at me. And let me give you another nugget. You're not going to be confident when you're not prepared. You're not. It ain't nervousness. You just don't know what you're doing. See, I can speak with boldness here. I'm cocked and locked and ready to rock. Every note got deleted, and I know I didn't do it. Something happened. Something happened. But guess what? I'm prepared. I came in, Holy Ghost, tell me what you're saying. Bam, bam, bam. While she was doing this, heard her and got through. And gave you everything he told me to give you. When you prepared, you ain't got your head down talking about low self-esteem. No, you ready. Come on, what is it? What questions you need me to ask? What did you want me to answer? What? Okay, praise God. Now watch this. and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Should I sleep with him right now, God? I know he's hot and I'm horny. I'm in this bed. It's 12 o'clock at night. I'm somewhere I don't need to be. Should I drop these drops? Excuse me, but should I give them up now? See what he say. See what he say. Talk to him about it. Should I get this phone number, Jesus? You know I'm hot and horny, me and you. But be true. Be true. I'm hot and horny. Do I need to get his phone numbers, Jesus? In all your ways, acknowledge him. Okay, that was too hard, right? Should I divorce him? I know he acting a fool, God, but should I leave him? Okay, no, I heard you, God. I'm working on me. Okay, work on you. See, a lot of people don't like to do this, Sister Moore, because they're scared of the answers that they are going to receive. But let me tell you what I just heard. Instead of being scared of the answers you will hear, you better be scared of the answers you don't hear. Because what the enemy will do, he will tag that head. Go ahead and go and jump in there without asking God. Go ahead. Go ahead and tag. Go on in there in that marriage or that relationship without consulting. Go ahead. He's fine now. But let me give you a little nugget. When things are not right, don't nobody want none. You don't care if he look like Denzel Washington, Pastor Rex mixed up in one. You don't care. And when it's hot, don't nobody want none. Take that later. Go down to Georgia Power. Like Pastor Rex say, he bow-legged. He puts it down. Where the money for this bill? They gonna call the guard. Don't tell them what church you go. Don't be quoting no scriptures then. Talking about the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I'm the head and not the tail. Somebody look for it. We won't know it's you. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall do what? Direct your path. Somebody say it works. But I gotta wait on the Lord. Go to Psalms 27 and 14. I'm done. Man, playing, people playing. And marriage is wonderful when you do it in God. Let me stop here. I'm just gonna go. I'm through. When you do it in God, man, my husband, so when I tell you he is good to me, do you understand? But it was a process. And I'm not talking about him for me and we in Jesus. Everything when him, I was telling somebody, Lord knows I'm so glad he didn't meet me 20 years ago. But because of me, we would have been divorced. Let me go on this side of the room. I had to be authentic in getting me together. You don't run nobody in the kingdom but you. Okay, let me go over here. I had to work on me. I had to be true to myself. That's why every time the doors of the church was open, I'm in there. I need thee. Bless me right now, Jesus. Give me everything I need because I got 20-some years of foolishness and I need every bit of word I can get to wash that crap up out of me. And not only do I need the services, I need every bit of reading, writing, and reciting I can do to overcome this old man. Go to Romans 12 and 2, Tamara. I'm done, y'all. I got to give you this one, but I'm finna do this one. I got to go home. I'm done. How many minutes? How many? No, how many I've done? Okay, I'm shutting it down. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hold on. That word, when it talks about the renewing of your mind, it talks about like a metamorphosis, like a butterfly that goes into a caterpillar. There are stages of progression. What was that you used this morning about being in the process? You are working. How did you say that? How did she say? See, y'all wasn't paying no attention. Get your CDs. She said something to the effect, a walk in progress. Listen. See, that's why you need to get the CD. A walking progress. In other words, there are stages to my development. I can hear Pastor Rex pull them layers off. Yeah, Lord, I was a fool last month, but I ain't going to be a fool this month. I gave everybody something that wanted some last week. I ain't giving all them that this week. I'm going to cut it down to one or two this week. See, it takes some weaning off of some of this stuff. If you're a freak, oh, Lord. And you can't make it without getting some, it's going to take some weaning, whatever your psalm is. Beer, drugs, and alcohol ain't the only thing you got to get. Some folks got to get weaned off of that because your body can develop a habit. Okay, y'all looking at me. That's why people can't get off of sugar because your body, it wants that thing. You start acting a nut every day about 12 because you ain't had your sugared up coffee yet. Caffeine is a habit. But see, when my mind become transformed, nothing has control over me but Jesus. And I might have had 5 last week, whatever it was, but I'm going to do 3 this week. Then the next week, I'm shooting for 2. Then, okay. talking to the people of that want to go further, who ready to move forward, who tired, Tracy. I was tired of the same old, same old. Be open for the new. Forget about that old history. He said, all of that is nothing. Watch this. Watch this. He says, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How am I going to prove who God is to other people? And even to myself, when I'm transforming my life, when my children can look at me and say, my mama ain't the same mama she used to be. When your husband can look at you and say, this ain't the woman I married. Sometimes it'll catch him off guard. Because what in the world? She didn't cuss and she didn't slap nobody. She was cool. What happened? See, y'all play too much. Where's the scripture? Forget about all of that. It was Isaiah 43 and 18. What translation? 19. New Living Translation. Watch this. I'm done. Shoot, I just heard the Holy Ghost. But forget all of that. Whatever's been holding you back. You're a woman on a mission. Now forget all of that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. You ought to stand up and give God a shout of praise. Man, now sit down. God is... Forget all of whatever it was. He left you. The children gone. The dog ran away. The roaches ain't nice. The folk won't give you the job. Forget all of that. The church folks left me. They thought, because let me tell you about the church people. For those of y'all in the world out here, I'm going to tell y'all about the church folks. That's why I'm fooled with too many church people. I don't even fool with them that much. Yeah, you can get mad. I don't care. I'm going to tell you why. Because see, one minute you Hosanna, Hosanna, I'm the best thing that ever happened to you next to Jesus. Then the next minute when I don't say or do what you want me to do, now you can't stand me no more. You can't even click a like on my page no more. You used to like my stuff. But see, when you're confident, you don't worry about that. I don't care about you not liking me. No, nothing. I ain't throwing off on nobody. I don't have to use this to beat nobody up. I'm just saying, but when you're confident and when you're calling, my calling is stopped because you stopped liking me. Let me give you a nugget. The only person who can stop the visionary is the visionary, him or herself. Stop worrying about that. But he said, it is nothing compared to what I am. What? What I am going to do. Now go to the scripture I just told you to close with. Psalms 27 and 14. So we done. I'm through. I'm going home. Psalms 27 and 14. Wait on the Lord. For whoever's been getting the scripture, wait on him. And that word wait there don't mean sit up there and pray and get on your knees and cry all day. It means while you are serving, while you're praying, while you're in motion, while you are doing what he has called you to do. Yeah, there are levels and stages and seasons in your life. You don't know when it's time to go because it's my time to get up out of here. I already know that. I done did this. I done played with y'all enough. I done gave you everything I had. Right now, I'm moving forward. I'm not saying I won't come back. I'm not saying that. But I got things to do on this other side too, phase two. Wait on the Lord and be of what? Good courage. That's why he told Joshua, be strong and courageous. See, the devil tries to come in with fear when it's time for you to move forward. You have to get my CDs from last week. But if you need to know if you're in fear or not, we got some ways to let you know. Watch as he says, and he shall what? Strengthen your heart. When you feel like you're getting discouraged, go to the rock. Lord, I know you got your hands on me for something special. Strengthen my heart. Don't let me make the same mistakes like you're going to say it over and 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 over again. That sound long, didn't it? That's how people doing. You're doing the same stupid stuff over and over and over. Don't you get tired of that? You got a mission, man. Watch this. He says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Give God a shout of praise. Thank you.